Jeff Bossert talked with filmmaker and Cub fan Matt Liston about the DVD release of his film Chasing October, a fan's crusade.
This was going to be the year that the Cubs finally win the World Series, which they haven't done since 1908. I mean, since then, we've had 16 presidents. 5 states have come into the union. Radio and TV have been invented. Now we can fly. Man has landed on the moon. Let me put it to you this way. The Titanic was built, sank, lost, found, and then made into a crappy movie, all since the Cubs last won the World Series. So it was clear to me, my mission was to follow the Cubs' journey to the World Series and to film the whole thing.
There is a writing credit from you and your colleague. I mean, it has a script, but how much of this was just a stroke of luck that the Cubs, obviously, didn't finish the way we wanted it to, but we got into the playoffs and still had a great season?
Yeah, we were very fortunate. We were very fortunate in terms of the film. I mean, of all seasons, you know, to pick in the past, you know, 20-some years, we were very fortunate to get that 2003 season. And, you know, because, first of all, people, when they think of 2003, they go right to the Bartman play. And as painful as that was, I was thankful that we had the cameras rolling at that moment because it makes for it's a significant moment in our film and in Cubs history, so it's great to have captured it. However, that being said, you know, there was a lot of great moments in 2003, and I think that those get overshadowed a lot by the Bartman play and by Game 6 and 7, which is unfortunate because 2003 was a magical season. I mean, if you talk to old Cub fans, a lot of them talk about 69. Well, they never got to the postseason. A lot of Cub fans will talk about 84. Now, when they talk about 84, they usually talk about it and celebrate 1984. They don't talk so much about the loss to the Padres as they do Ryan Sandberg's 2-home-run game against St. Louis on June 23rd, you know. But yet, if you bring up 2003, people jump right to Game 6 and 7. And what I like about our film is you kind of see the ride. You know, you see it from spring training. You see Dusty come to town. You see, you know, us pull off the trade for Kenny Lofton and the energy he brought to the field. You see the excitement of Sammy Sosa and Moises Alou and Carlos Zambrano. You know, and I like that because that we should celebrate 2003. As painful as it was, it's part of our past, and it was a great season.
You've had some screenings. You had some in the Chicago area, and I know some around, I think, on the West Coast.
We've had screenings in Los Angeles, the Phoenix area. Film played in Indianapolis, and then, you know, quite a few theaters in the Chicagoland area. And it got a great response. We were very, very, very pleased with how it did at the box office. But I got to tell you, I'm most excited about this whole DVD. I mean, the DVD is an exciting world to be in at this point in time. I mean, just in the industry, I mean, DVD is just as important as your box office, if not more important. But for me, the reason I'm excited that it's out on DVD is essentially, you know, more people will get to see the film now. And not only will they get to see the film, but as you know, Jeff, it's loaded with bonus features. So, you know, a lot of the scenes that didn't make the film have found new life with the DVD.
Well, something that stands out for me is when you got to talk to Ryan Sandberg in his house.
I've got to tell you, that for me is probably my favorite scene in the outtakes because, well, first of all, the highlight perhaps of the whole project was getting to go to Ryan Sandberg's home. You know, he was my baseball hero growing up, and he opened up his home to me and to Chris for a day, and it was just amazing to go through, you know, his trophies. He was showing me his gold gloves, his silver slugger awards, you know, the ball that he got his first base hit with. And that was just amazing. But then when he stopped and shows us his framed letter, you know, it's a quite lengthy handwritten letter that from Harry Carey when Rhino was retiring. And you could see how much it meant to Ryan Sandberg. And it always killed me that I didn't have that in the film. And as you know, part of the storyline is, you know, the ghost of Harry Carey comes to me. So there was already a natural tie-in. But we just couldn't fit that in the movie and keep it moving forward. So I am thrilled that it's on the DVD for true Cub fans to see.
3-2 pitch. Sosa not going. And it's in the air, short left field. It will fall in front of Chipper Jones. Scoring is Kenny Lofton and Chicago on the board.
I was in Atlanta to see them win that division series. I was at that game. But as much fun as it was being there, there's something about the scene of you and your friends at Murphy's Bleachers celebrating with a whole bar full of Cub fans. Because as much as I loved being there when it happened, and I'll always take that with me, there's something about being in Wrigleyville when you win the first postseason series since 1908.
Jeff, first of all, I'm thrilled you got to be there because, you know, I would have loved to have been in Atlanta. However, I feel like we couldn't make the trip, and we said in the film, at least I think it's in the film, unless we cut the line, if we couldn't be there, the next best place to be would be Murphy's Bleachers. However, I think fate was very kind to us because, just as you said, there's no other place I'd rather be than Murphy's Bleachers when the Cubs clinched because, you know, first of all, we throw a shot of Murphy's Bleachers in from the 1984 season. You know, we show a shot when the Cubs won in 1984, when they beat the Pittsburgh Pirates to clinch. That's in there briefly in the very beginning of the film. So it's really fun to go back 19 years later and kind of show the same image of the Cubs winning in 2003.
You've waited 95 years, Chicago. It's time to celebrate.
You know, here you are, you know, in Wrigleyville, literally feet away from Wrigley Field. And that celebration at Murphy's is something I'll always cherish. That it could be nothing better. Standing on the bar, spraying the champagne. And for seasons since, if you look up at the ceiling, you can still see where some of that champagne stained the ceiling. So it's pretty special.
What else wasn't scripted? I mean, I'm not going to get into fine details, but what else outside of the ballpark really just came across as a stroke of luck in terms of conversations with fans, maybe? I don't know if maybe...
Well, I mean, I think the biggest thing is you see it in the film, and it's sincere when you see I'm talking to fans in the beginning of the season, and people laugh at me when I talk about the Cubs and World Series, and we're going to win this World Series. And people just thought I was crazy. I mean, that is true. And what's so interesting is towards the end of the season, in the second half, is when they're no longer laughing. They're high-fiving, and they're saying, we're going to do it. This is going to be the year. There's no other season that captured that, you know, in my lifetime quite as 2003 did. And so that was fun to capture that on tape. I mean, you know, it's interesting. If we needed a, like, let's say in the editing process, if we needed a bite where somebody was negative, we know to go to the front end of the tapes because the fans were negative. If we wanted a celebratory feel, well, we go towards the more current tapes. And it was really fun to capture that. I mean, the interesting thing, too, is since that time, you know, I think we caught on tape the last high of the highs, meaning, you know, we capture halfway through game six, you know, we think we're five outs away. So we went from, in the film, and what is true, in 2003, people were laughing about the Cubs going to a World Series. We followed that all the way up till 2003, where we're five outs away from actually going to a World Series, and that's pretty special. And the fact is, I don't think there's been that type of optimism since. You know, I think fans have had a really hard time believing, you know, in 2004, 2005, 2006, here we are in 2007. Thank goodness they're putting a little streak together. But it still pales in comparison to the high of highs, which was, 2003.
I would assume you've been able to keep up maybe with some players when you make your way back to Wrigley.
Sure. Well, I mean, I see the Cubs quite a bit, even though I'm living in Los Angeles right now. When they make their West Coast swing, I go to all those games, and I go to Chicago. I'm in Chicago at least once a month anyway. But I'm seeing Cub games all the time. I'm pretty good friends with some members of the team, and I think they've enjoyed the film and got a kick out of it. And a lot of the players on this 2007 team have told me that it's actually pumped them up for the season, and that they know what a, you know, because most of the current team, the current roster, was not on that 2003 team. There's just a handful, not even a handful. There's Carlos Zambrano, an injured Kerry Wood, And, well, that's about it. So a lot of these players, like the Rich Hills and Derek Lee, you know, they've told me, you know, how it's, they can see what it would be like, and they want to be a part of that. So, you know, I'm hoping our film helps out in a way. I mean, we have gotten every player on that 2007 roster has a copy of Chasing October, and we hope it can help, even if it's just in a little way, to inspire them.
Any future Cub projects for you sometime down the line?
We're always going to continue, you know, in some capacity, doing the what I call the Chasing October crusade. We've got a couple little things that we're working on right now that we will possibly use in a future project. But right now what I'm really enjoying is the interaction I have with the fans, especially that now that Chasing October is getting seen by more and more people, the countless flow of emails we've received from folks has been awesome. It's so much fun to hear from Cub fans and get to meet all these true blue diehards. And, you know, even going around Wrigley Field, sharing some beers with some new friends because of the project has been a great experience, and that I want to continue to do.
Go Cubbies!
Go Cubbies!
Go Cubbies!
I believe in wishing well.
More information can be found at CubsMovie.com.